Hey everybody, it's LogicBomb82 from the Mature Minded Gamers. We are a group of adult gamers who have jobs and lives, but also several passions, including video gaming and board gaming. And today we're going to bring you our board game podcast. So grab those dice and get ready to roll. Hello, everybody. Will here from Mature Minded Gamers Board Games in Review. And tonight we're going to be talking about Marvel Champions by Fantasy Flight Games. It is an LCG for 1 to 4 players. It plays in about 60 minutes. It came out November 1st. You can play as Iron Man, She-Hulk, Black Panther, Cap Marvel, and Spider-Man, which are the heroes in the core box. Kind of found that to be an interesting mix. Kind of confused why they had She-Hulk. It's a pretty interesting game that uses a modular deck system and a little bit of customizing. It is going to be an LCG, so they will be releasing monthly packs, including new heroes as well as villains you can fight. But the game plays 40 to 60 minutes. And what you do is you take a hero, which has a set number of cards, typically about 15, and you get to pick a different type of aspect, those being justice, aggression, protection, and leadership. They do different things such as reducing threat, which the villain is going to be placing on a scheme that you're trying to accomplish. You can also attack the villain that you can try to whittle him down. That's usually the major victory condition. You have different sides of the hero cards that are either your alter ego or your superhero form. Depending on what form you're in, you're going to be able to do different things. Each side also has a different hand size. So depending on which form you're in, whether you're switching back to your alter ego or your supervillain, you're going to have limits on what cards you can play, what actions you can take. You can flip from one side to the other only once a turn. Take as many actions as you can pay for. There are ways to be able to recover your health, thwart against the scheme that's being played, like I said, attack the villain or even defend yourself. It's a pretty interesting system. Kind of got these LCGs under control. It's very similar to how the Lord of the Rings game plays, as well as the Arkham Horror card game. Takes some interesting mechanics from both of those and then tosses in a little bit of one of my favorite games, Sentinels of the Multiverse, where you are going to be cooperatively trying to take down a villain. During the game, you are going to be doing your player turns first, playing cards out of your hand, and using your actions that you have that you've built up a tableau, basically like engine building. And then it's going to go into the villain phase where the villain's either going to attack or scheme depending on which state your hero is in. So for example, if you are in your alter ego form, the villain will scheme against the major objective they're trying to accomplish, essentially putting threat tokens on that scheme. When it hits that certain scheme level, depending on the number of players, the villain wins. If you are in your superhero form, the villain will attack you. At that time, you can either choose to defend or you can just take the brunt of the damage. If you decide to defend, that exhausts your hero for the following turn, so you can't maybe do as many options and actions as you could before in the previous phase. It's a pretty interesting game. I'm not sure how I feel about it as far as like the price tag of the $60 to $70 for what you get in the box. Like I said, there's only 5 heroes, 3 villains. Comes with a kind of confusing mix of the villains where it's got Rhino, Claw, and Ultron, as well as approximately, I think it's 5 or 6 different modular encounter decks that you would add to those. So it kind of mixes it up and it's not going to be the same game every time, which is pretty neat. But the first expansion is going to be Captain America. The next villain expansion is going to be Green Goblin. So I'm kind of interested in where they're going to take it, what kind of cards and what cards each of those heroes and villains is going to add to the mix for making the game replayable. And as we all know, Fantasy Flight's. So I have with me here Eric and a new guest for the channel named James.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going, everyone?
So I'd like to kind of get your guys' thoughts on the game. I know, James, you've gotten a chance to play this with me, I believe. So I was playing as, who was I playing as? Black Panther, and you were playing as Iron Man?
Correct.
So what did you think about Iron Man, and what did you think about the game in general?
Well, I really like the character Iron Man because in the game, he is actually true to who Iron Man is. He has all these upgrades. He has all these gadgets. He has all this stuff under his sleeve. He has a plan, attack. So, you know, red deck, right? And I thought it was a good character. I really like the game in general because the villains, they upgrade like the heroes do. So they get more powerful and the game gets more challenging.
Oh, definitely. One of the things that I failed to mention was the fact that, so you were playing as Iron Man and you were using the aspect of aggression, but you could also play that same Iron Man character, but you could then play as a different aspect instead of the aggression aspect and be protection or leadership or justice. And your kind of play style may change a little bit depending on the aspect that you chose. And that's where the deck building will come into play, where you can change out the cards of the aspect as well as the generic cards you can add to the deck. So Eric, you've never really played an LCG or too many card games that use this kind of modular deck system. Have you had any experience that I'm not aware of that is sounding something similar to what you've played before?
I think the closest thing I could think of is Ascension and Dominion. And I know it's not the same, but that's probably the closest thing that I played in it. And I played quite a bit of Ascension. My wife is a big fan of that game. And Dominion 2 early on, like I think it was after our Catan phase, we moved on to Dominion and played it quite a bit. But I know it's a little different. So this sounds really cool, though. What do you think is different? What sets this apart from a game like Ascension?
Well, so in Ascension, it is a deck building game where you have a pile of cards. And as you're going to be going through your turn, a river of cards is going to come out where you could purchase based on the resources that you have. And then you're going to be using those cards in your deck that change every single game to be able to fight these monsters and collect victory points. This game isn't a deck building game in that aspect, where you're going to be buying cards and building a deck as you play. The deck is preset once you've constructed it and begin playing. So it's a little bit different than what you've seen. Now, the closest thing that you're kind of talking about with Dominion, you do have these modular decks that you can choose the game to be different every time, but it's not going to be in that deck building aspect of those particular two products that you were talking about.
What kind of future releases do they have set up for this? Since there's obviously a lot of potential heroes you could put into it. Have they announced how many they're going to have at one point? Do they have a release plan?
Yeah, right now they have Captain America and Green Goblin set as the next two waves. I haven't seen anything coming down the pipeline as far as like who they're going to be adding. However, they kind of hinted at, I was watching a video by Team Covenant, and they did talk about that the odds were greater than 0% of having an X-Men expansion. So I think that'd be pretty awesome to be able to see the other parts of Marvel come into this, because this isn't an Avengers deck card game. This is a Marvel card game. So I'm pretty excited to be able to see some of the other franchises coming into this, where it's not what we're used to with like the Marvel and everything. So
James, let me ask you this. Did you introduce Will to this, or did Will introduce you?
Will introduced me to this. This is I am not normally a cooperative card game player, although I will play. So stuff like this, he definitely is the one who introduces it.
Did he do this normal thing where he doesn't tell you the rules until he's using them on you?
Yeah, pretty much. That's kind of how all of our games go. Is like, okay, yeah, hold on. We need to set. And now we need to read the rule book while we're playing, because that's just how he likes to learn to play games.
I'm just giving you crap, Will. You have taught me so many different games that I would have never played. Reading a rule book is hard for me to do that and understand how to play a game. But it's really nice having you as like a leader, I guess, almost, is you'll know how to do things. And yeah, you have to look things up occasionally. But for the most part, it's fun. I do like to give you crap, though, when I'm like, when you break something out that I didn't know could even happen.
I know, I like to give him crap about that too. But no, if it wasn't for Will, there's a lot of games I wouldn't probably have tried either. Like the Joan of Arc game that we're getting into now. Never would have tried that without him introducing it to me first.
As far as the Marvel Champions game, I do see some long life in this one. I know a lot of people are really digging it. Kind of excited that Fantasy Flight has finally decided to release a full set, as opposed to in some of their other LCGs that they've come out with, such as like the Netrunner card game, the Star Wars LCG, where you're going to have to buy more than one core set to be able to get a competitive deck or a competitive way to play. Well, this is a full game right out of the box. I do have to give them a little bit of shit, though, because they, for once, they actually have a box insert. However, the cards that they have in there, they have these little notches in there for dividers to be able to separate the cards, but they don't fit. So while they have like a spot for them, there's no way to actually separate the cards within this box that they created. So it's kind of like, well, they on the right track, but so far away still. So, but overall thoughts in this game, I would definitely rate this as a try before you buy. It may not be for you. Odds are, if you're a fan of Marvel, you like cooperative games, or if you even like the game Sentinels of the Multiverse, this game would be for you. So, James, what do you say? Try before you buy, pass, or pick up?
If you are a card game player, you know, that plays this kind of genre of game, I would say pick it up because you're going to like it. If you're any other kind of gamer who's kind of maybe looking into something like that, definitely try it before you buy it because it might not be your thing.
All right, everybody. Thanks for checking us out on the Mature Minded Gamers podcast. Check us out on Facebook on maturemindedgamers.com and check out our YouTube channel. We'd love to have you join us. Check out some streams that old Eric is putting up every day. We're streaming new games, new video games all the time. So check us out and stay tuned for more. Take care, everybody.